Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
Get that fat ass in there.
All right.
Ah, shit, I didn't close it.
I'm like.
Yeah, there's no seatbelt. All right, let's start this bad boy.
All right.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. All right, welcome to a little bit of a different episode of the Above My Pay Grade podcast. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on?
So this week, we're actually on our way to a car show. And we're currently driving.
Josh is telling me to hold on.
I got in trouble. So I'm driving my dad's 44, and we got in trouble already because we're not listening and following directions. So this week, Jimmy and I are on our way to a car show. Here comes Josh with more instructions. Hold on. Now fucking what? Do you know about the button for the torque converter? No. So I need to turn it on?
Over 45.
Where's the seatbelt?
There isn't one.
Oh,
there's no fucking seatbelt.
Jimmy, put the seatbelt on.
Jimmy, you gotta hold it across the
road. Yeah.
This is family, people. Anyway, as I was saying, so we're on our way to a car show that Jimmy and I go to every year. A lot of old cars. Jimmy had a great idea last night. He said, we focus so much on like the corporate world, we should really start talking about some of the other jobs that people do every day. Like mechanics, you know, people that are in the car industry. And I said, Jimmy, you're a goddamn fucking genius. Right, Jim?
That's it.
And we thought, what better idea or what better way to talk about such topics than driving a 44 to a car show? Now, Jimmy, you want to tell the people what happened last year when we drove this exact same car to the exact same car show?
We were right at the beginning of getting in. All excited, in line with all these other great cars, and then the car stalls. And then we sit there and we're like, all right, maybe it needs a jump. Nah, it doesn't need a jump.
Well, no, we couldn't get in. The battery's in the trunk, and the lock on the trunk broke. We couldn't get in.
And so basically, we were getting the car towed in front of everyone else with their classic cars.
Which is an awesome feeling.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we weren't the only ones. There were some other people that had issues as well.
The great thing is, after, you know, a couple days after, I talked to my father. I said, hey, did you ever figure out what was wrong with the 40? And he said, yeah, I needed a new battery. Because while we were there, we thought it was the starter. But it was the battery. He said, yeah, I needed a new battery. It was a little old. I said, well, how old was it? He said, oh, you know, that battery was from the boat. And I'm like, Dad, you sold that fucking boat 15 years ago. So, yeah, let's talk about what it must be like to be a mechanic, especially these days, right?
Well, you know, I always think about, I used to work at a gas station. I was not a mechanic. I worked at a gas station when I was like, what, 15, going on 16. And literally, you'd sit there and people would come in. And the best is when they would come in and try to tell you what's wrong with the car. And I used to watch the mechanics that actually had the license to do the stuff and them telling us, you know, like, you could tell by the look on their face. They're like, I got to deal with this shit.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, because some of the things they say was like, oh, God, you know, I think it's, I think it's with the brakes. And I think it's because this is sticking and all. And I'm sitting there like I'm watching the mechanic's face. And he wasn't that much, like, listen, I was 15, 16. I guess he was maybe like 23.
Yeah, but you thought he was old at the time.
But he definitely had one of those trucks lifted before it was even cool like it is nowadays with the kids. Like,
was it ever cool? I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, like, you sit there and it's like, he would go, this is his face. Because I know he went to school for this stuff. He was like one of those technicians. You know, definitely he was trained. And he used to do it on purpose because he knows I was watching. And this is a look on his face. It's like, you know, the blank stare he would give the customer. Like, and almost like that same stare when he like, you're contemplating whether to shoot yourself with a gun or like just run away because you're done with the conversation. But they literally had to sit there and take it. He's just like, well, a blank stare in the customer's eyes, like he's lost.
Well, yeah, and you got to think how annoying it is, because you know every working part of a car, but the people that come in don't, right? So, like, you, to your point, they assume they know, but then the way they probably describe it, like mechanics must go home and want to punch themselves in the face for how many times every day they have to hear, well, you know, the car's making a noise, and it kind of sounds like, you know, and it's like, you know, and then once it starts, it's like, it's like, oh my God, shut up.
I bet, and then the best is when the ones are like, oh no, there's nothing wrong with the car. It's good. And, you know, but no, pass it. It's good. You know, you can pass inspection. Meanwhile, they look at the brakes. The brakes are on steel. There's no brake pad left anymore. The rotors are shot. You know, and that, like, listen, I know basics. I am not a mechanic at all. Like, your dad's a mechanic. I look at my dad. My dad knows what he's looking at, but I'm not that person. And I'll admit that. And I'm okay with that. But you got to know your boundaries, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't sit there in the shop. Oh, yeah, listen. Oh, I got a 65, or I got, you know, hey, I was driving around a 72. They're like, they don't care. Yeah. They don't care. Well, unless they're like, you know,
well, that's the thing. Like, people like, you know, like our parents' age, when they go to a mechanic shop, you know, they want to relate to the mechanic. That's another thing a mechanic has to deal with every day, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm bringing in my, you know, 2027 Honda, you know, Civic. But, you know, I got to tell you about all the cars I owned. You know, when I was 16, I had a 65 Mustang Fastback, you know? And my friend Teddy one time, and it's like, the mechanic's like, could I just go do my job, please?
Yeah, and they sit there with that blank stare. Yeah, they put that fake smile on, and they shake their head yes. And they're shaking their head yes, but I almost wonder, are they really listening? Or are they thinking about, I can't wait to get out of here in 2 hours, or I can't wait to have a beer. This person's making me want to drink right now. But, you know, and they do it. Like, listen, it's like every job. I'll put it for people in the corporate world.
Yeah.
That's like you sitting there telling someone, oh, I made this great spreadsheet the other day. Oh, about 2 years ago, I made a really good spreadsheet. Everyone liked it. They liked the colors that I had. And think about the person.
Nobody cares about
think about the person. Exactly. Yeah. Think about the person you're telling that to. They're saying in their mind, I don't give a shit about your spreadsheet. I don't care what colors they are.
You know, it's funny. I feel like a mechanic is one of the few jobs that exist on this earth where you can pretty much drink on the job.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would.
Yeah.
If it was at that point where you had to deal with people like that every day, it would drive you to go that crazy. But at the same time, I get it. You know, sometimes they try to be, you know, nice. Some of them are really good at customer service. They know how to talk to people. But you got to remember, some people are not. You know, sometimes that's why they go in trades. They you know. Like,
yeah, listen, they want to turn wrenches. They don't want to talk to customers.
Yeah, they want
to
do their job and go home.
Well, the funny thing is, I think a mechanic shop is one of those businesses where people automatically just assume that they're trying to screw you, right? So, like, think of that. Every customer interaction that you have, the customer thinks you're trying to fuck them.
It's adversarial almost.
Right.
It's almost like they're, you know, like,
you
oh.
You feel bad for these guys.
Yeah, like, you know? People don't understand either. Oh, I can't believe it costs that much. But that's what the going rate is. Like, I'm not doing anything different.
Oh. And every time they're doing a quote, the customer's trying to nickel and dime them. Like, when you go to Target and buy something, you don't nickel and dime the cost.
This
TV, $500. What if I give you $450?
Yeah.
You know, my friend got a TV and he paid $450.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. There's that. But I hate to say it, there are some mechanics that did ruin it for the others that sit there and take people for rides, you know, like, oh, listen, I know you came in and you said your AC was making a weird noise, but you're going to need 4 new tires and brakes. Meanwhile, you may have gotten them maybe 6 months ago and they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It is a way to drum up business. So I'm not saying that they're completely innocent, but no one's innocent in any job.
But no one's innocent in any company.
Exactly.
But again, just because every, you know, there's a lot of shady companies out there doesn't mean that when you can walk in, you know, you walk into a similar business that you just assume they're trying to screw you and you have this thought that you're going to nickel and dime that company, right?
Yeah.
And, you don't get that luxury in any other business except,
I agree. But the only thing I do implore people to do is before they do go to any kind of shop, and I'm sure most of them do and stuff, is at least kind of know what's going on.
Do your research.
And do a little bit of research. Yeah. Not everyone's out there to screw you. The mechanics are good people. Listen, that's what makes this country thrive.
Yeah.
At the trades right now. So I saw something interesting in the news the other day about NVIDIA CEO saying that the next bunch of millionaires in the country are going to be the electricians and plumbers because that they're the ones that it's such short. They don't like they just don't have enough people doing it right now. Short supply.
Well, you think about it too, and like, you know, AI is not going to take over for a plumber. You're still going to need somebody to go in and plumb. Is that the right word? Plumb. I'm a plumber. I plumb for a living.
Yeah, yeah. And we know you're not. Just by you saying that.
Hey, wait a minute.
But I really do think that, you know, listen, AI, it'd probably be like, so they have AI tools now. I'm sure the plumbers and stuff, it's going to get to a point that you could take the phone out, put it on the fitting, and it's going to tell you what kind of fitting that is if it's leaking, and you're going to be able to order it like that.
Yeah.
You know, the research.
You can do that now, like using Google Photos or something, right? But you still need the people that know the products, that know how everything connects, all of that, right?
But like I said before, I have no problems. AI is here. It's here to stay, and it's not going anywhere. But I just want it to be tailored more towards what I want. I want it to tell me I'm a dumbass. I like that. I thrive on that. That's why I like hanging out with Jeremy, because it's
I make him feel smart.
Yeah, well, no. Well, that too. But at the same time, there's no like, oh, I can't cross that line. He just says things, and I laugh. And you know what? Like most of you, laughter is what gets me through most of my days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's why we love doing this. And I just love to laugh.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick update for you guys. We're almost halfway there. And we haven't broken down. This is good, Jim. This is great. This is
well,
good stuff.
Good thing about being in upstate New York is that there's plenty of places when you do break down to just pull it over to the side of the road and sit there for about an hour before a tow truck comes, so.
Well, so getting back to mechanics and, you know, that there are shady mechanics out there. So first of all, to the good mechanics, the hardworking mechanics, I have a beer in my hand right now and I'm tipping it to you.
Wait a minute, you're drunk.
Yes. So to the shithole mechanics, because there are some, I want to say fuck you, because recently I had to get my car inspected. In New York State, you have to get your car inspected every year, which is just a money grab. They don't really give a shit about the environment or your safety. They just want to get your $25 per year, right? And I brought it to a shop to do it. And, you know, they took my sticker off and then proceeded to tell me my car did not pass inspection because I'm going to need brakes soon, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not buying brakes. And they said, well, we're not going to inspect you until you get brakes. And that's not how it works. So they were just doing that to upsell brakes. So to those type of mechanics, I say, oh, fuck you.
It's not all of them, though.
No. Like, hey, I raised a beer to the good ones.
Yeah.
And a fuck you. I raised a middle finger to the other ones, you know?
Understand. And it's probably a lot of people out there that have been through similar situations. You know, it happens that this is the kind of things that happen when you're, you know, and when you first go into a mechanic, remember when you were like 16? So I'm going back to that. Like, you know, I had, looking back at it now, I had an 85 Buick Regal was my first car. It had T-tops. I did not understand how much of a great car it was because I was a naive teenager.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can't believe I don't have a car with rims. Because you're built differently when you're younger. You just don't understand.
Yeah.
What I would kill to have that car now just to be able to drive it around on the weekend because it was a great car. The power steering on it, I could steer with my finger. I used to go down the road. It was horrible in the snow, which I love because I think that's what made me a better driver in the snow.
A bad car in the snow is a lot of fun.
It's great. I used to take that car.
Rear-wheel drive?
I'm going sideways down a street, and I'm doing like 20 sideways. And I'm like, I might hit a telephone pole, or I might just clear.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. And it was a little bit of the wild in me of being 16, 17 years old. I just didn't care.
Guys, if you don't live in an area that snows, driving in the snow or in a road with ice on it is probably the scariest fucking thing in the world. I had that happen to me once. I was doing like 5 miles per hour down a little hill in a minivan. I mean, that was a cool car. And my car just started, to Jimmy's point, it started just sliding and it started to go sideways and I was going towards oncoming traffic. I probably shit my pants a little, but who wouldn't? But then luckily, my tires hit like tracks that someone previously had driven through, and it just like threw my car into a parking lot that was empty. And you know, I changed my underwear and thanked the Lord himself. Yeah, driving in the snow is scary
as
shit.
But the best part about driving in the snow is you kind of hit on that point, is that it's like almost for those who have never driven in snow, and I know there's people out there that haven't, and then to Jeremy's point, you got to do it. It's fun. It's like being on a roller coaster. You know when those hills are coming, or you know, oh my God, my stomach's going to drop. The best part about being in a car, a shitty car, matter of fact, in the snow, is you don't know when that feeling's going to hit. But all of a sudden, when you start going sideways, that your stomach like gets that curdle feeling of dropping, oh, here we go. And you just don't know when it's going to happen, and you have to react. And don't get it twisted. Your heart, your blood pressure does go up.
You know what? You know what it reminds me of, Jim? It reminds me of this summer when we went to the DR, and we went on a family vacations, both our families, and we went and drove off-road side-by-sides, I guess they're called, right? like four alternate
vehicles. Yeah, like little dune buggies.
Yeah, like dune buggies. And so I drove first, and I was kind of like driving like you would in the snow in a rear-wheel drive car, like as you're going around turns, kicking the ass end out, right? And it was kind of fun. And then Jimmy took over, and he started doing it too, and it was going great. But then he actually misjudged and took us right into the woods. So just wanted that on record. I drove perfectly. Jimmy drove us into the woods.
That's all right. That's it makes you a better driver when you hit a couple of trees and push.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We should like, hey, let's do this. Let's both buy like off-road vehicles and like start going mudding. You ever see the people that go like mudding? That looks fun, like off-road.
We sound like a bunch of hicks when you say that. We're gonna go mud after work. I it was fun. I'm not knocking anybody on that. Whatever you do, race cars, dune buggies, ATVs, they're fun. I don't care who you are. Gotta go out and do it.
Man. Jimmy, there's something really important I wanted to make sure we tell everybody this week, and that is that Above My Pay Grade has launched a merch shop. AboveMyPayGradePodcast.com/merch, or just click the merch link in the menu, and it's going to take you to our store. Now we're creating some like t-shirts and mugs and shit like that, you know, specifically for the podcast, but we're also creating a line of just corporate humor, you know, with me and Jimmy's offensive sense of humor tied to it.
I wouldn't say it's offensive. No, some of it is truthful, but listen, you may not have that experience at work, and if you don't, I salute to you, man. And it doesn't mean that we have that every day. There are days I love going to work. I have a good time.
I love it. Hey, look, we're doing this show for everybody, right? And we're creating merch for everybody. So, hey, look, maybe you go on there and you like something. If you want to support the show, get one that has our big fat logo on it, so people will stop and ask you what that is. Or maybe you want to get something, you know, funny. You know, we just launched one this morning. It says low pay, high anxiety. And there's a bunch of pills behind it. If you have that friend at work that has a lot of anxiety, maybe you buy it for him for Christmas, Jimmy. Jimmy, it's almost the holiday season.
It's a perfect time to get a shirt. I gotta get one.
Me too.
But anyway, like, listen, you listen to us on all these different platforms, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, YouTube, Jeremy's favorite, Tinder, Skin.
Jimmy's been promoting to listen to us on Grindr. That's his favorite app these days. The notification, it's going off. I can barely concentrate.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, which he does. I've been doing this since ninth grade.
Oh, like yeah, we've been doing this, since science class in ninth grade. So we've been making fun of each other, and we will be doing it till the day we die. Like, I hope, if I die first, I hope Jimmy roasts me in front of everybody.
I got to figure out, that's a great idea. I got to have something pre-recorded. Well, that would be good for me, you know, but if not, you know, hey, I lost. That's a 50-50 split. Yeah. You know, but if we keep driving this car the way we are, we may die together. So
now this car has airbags, right?
Oh, no, it doesn't even have seatbelts, let alone airbags.
Shut up, Jim. You're getting us in trouble.
So, but I would love to, like, going back to what we were saying, like pre-record something. So at least in my funeral, I could have, you know, whoever's left there. You never know who's going to go. Yeah. That's the best and worst thing about life is you don't know who's going to go before you. But I'll have to have someone play it. And if Jeremy's still alive, just to roast him one last time.
There was that one guy who died, an Irish guy, and he recorded audio of himself going, hello, I'm in this box. Let me out.
And everybody was
dying laughing.
That was genius. Yeah. That was genius, and it went viral because it's a smart move. Like, listen, who's thinking of that?
And everyone thinks that death is being morbid. It is. Yeah, listen, it's the end, but you know, it's a part of life. We're not escaping it.
Some people think it's just the beginning, Jim. Well, listen, here's the deal. We're about to pull up to this car show. We're about to pass the spot we broke down in.
Yep, actually just about passing it now when we get down the hill.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it this year, Jim.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. Last year, we missed about 2 hours of the show because we had a flatbed this thing back to the house and then drive back over. And, we're going to go hang out, eat some burgers. Jimmy's really excited about the porta potties.
Yeah, I look forward to it every year. Something about that plastic smell and someone else's rotting ass.
We'll record more on the way home. Maybe we won't. So let's just say we're not gonna. And we'll say goodbye, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Visit AboveMyPayGradePodcast.com for more info.